Hello.
Hi, John. It's Lisa here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. How was your New Year's Eve and Christmas?
Oh, it was good. Now I have COVID, so.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing?
No, I'm all right. I'm all right. It's driving me crazier to have to sit in the house.
I know being quarantined, it is horrible. It is completely a nightmare because I've been through that. So trust me, last year I went through the same situation and I was like, almost very near to killing myself or harming myself or doing something stupid. It gets frustrating. So I hope you have something to, go by in your
Well,
spare time.
they used to quarantine for 14 days, didn't they? Oh, that would make me really nuts.
Yes, well, I was quarantined for almost a month, so that was very, very, very bad. And this holidays, I got the viral. So yeah, just hanging in there. I hope you get well soon, John.
Yeah. So what's up?
All right, so go ahead and tell me your concerns, and let me look into that. What's going on?
Well, perhaps it's my not knowing what to expect or what to have expected. This is my first time sticking my foot into this pool. So in all of this, at the very beginning, and maybe I was being very naive, but when I started the whole thing, I did all sorts of research and I came to you guys. And in doing that, when I landed, I asked, and maybe I was asking the wrong questions or didn't know what to ask or whatever, but it turns out that I thought what you and I had said, or whoever it was that I spoke to at first. By the way, my wife Debbie is here with us. Who
Hi,
is it that I spoke to?
David.
David.
David,
I
okay.
was under from him that he, now tell me if I'm right or wrong, Deb, because you were there for that conversation, that this is going to take me from soup to nuts. This was going to go the whole gamut, and they were going to market this.
He said something about algorithms that would make it like pop up in people's suggested readings on Barnes and Noble and Amazon.
Right.
Okay.
And nowhere along the way, and again, this is my first rodeo. Nowhere along the way did time did I ever hear about having to buy an ISBN number and all the things that were involved with this, okay? ISBN. I'm so naive to it, I call it ISDN. So all these things, so none of this, all this was new to me. So we started to the process. I give you guys the money. You start to read the thing. They start to send things back. They say they like it. Then they start talking about the cover. I send them the pictures from the cover, yada, yada. Then I suddenly get the thing from them that I ISBN number. And then I get a call. I talked to this gentleman, which was kind of hard to understand him, and I'm not picking on him for that, but I don't hear that well, and his English wasn't that great. But back and forth we went, and he basically had me convinced that I had to spend $4,200 to get an ISBN number, and they were going to facilitate that. Now, step back. Because I don't have a 4,200 roll around. I went back to two friends of ours who have a published book, and both of them said they got an ISBN number. The same thing that they're talking about, because I sent them over the thing that they were going to do for under $200. So I don't know what $4,200 is going to buy me over $200. So that was step number. I went back and forth, back and forth, and we all then agreed that go ahead, I would get my $200 ISBN number, and that'd be fine. Go ahead and do that. Okay.
John,
So now we're.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're cutting off. Can you like change your location maybe? I think it's the reception.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I got another idea. How about I'll call you back at this number from a landline?
That sounds great. Can you note down the number?
Yeah, 218-300-9881.
You got it. Just call me back, okay?
We'll call you right now.
All right.
Hang on.
Okay.